us on today. We really, really appreciate talking about the mission of South Park Inn, and especially now where we stand with the state budget and the loss of money, and the demand is not going away.
Right, and we're joined also by Cheryl Pooler from the Batera Auto Group. And Cheryl, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
Get right up there on that microphone.
Yeah, Cheryl, talk about Batera Auto Group's involvement in all of this.
Okay, so 2 years ago, we decided that, well, actually 3 years ago now, we decided we wanted to pair up with the rescue mission. And so we started a co-drive called Fill a Fiat. We were so successful for the first 2 years that we decided we have seven other dealerships. Why not spread that, spread it through for everybody? And so what we did is we looked into a veterans organization in Worcester for our Auburn-based dealership, and then we looked for a organization to pair up in Hartford for our Batera Subaru of Hartford. And we had an opportunity to be referred from the Springfield Rescue Mission to talk to Brian. And when I got to have an opportunity to speak to Brian and hear his passion for the South Park Inn in the 33 years that he's been there, and that Hartford is the only facility that houses men, women, and children, it was no question after that we wanted to pair up with him.
Great idea. Yeah. And this has happened. And the veterans that you've taken care of, I always remember when former Governor Bill O'Neill said, yes, we're going to do it. He was the governor.
Absolutely, Brad. And I don't think we'd be able to do that this day and age to have a shelter on Main Street in Hartford and to be able to serve as many as we do. We served over 100 veterans last year, and we have 10 veteran beds set aside just for male and female veterans in the shelter, and they still are constantly full. They're coming and going faster now with our efforts to end veteran homelessness, but, veterans like everybody else still come in crisis.
And, again, it's the way it's run, though, South Park, it was a church.
That's right. It was an old Methodist church built in 1872. They're there for 110 years, and we continue to have 60 different congregations and synagogues. So churches and synagogues come in regularly, do meals. Almost every single night there's a group in there doing a meal.
Now, what about the coats and all this stuff? How are you going to handle that?
Well, Brad, most folks come in into the shelter, thinking that they would never been homeless 3-6 months before. That because of whatever life circumstances is, they're coming into shelter, and a lot of times they have just the clothes on their back. And, winter coats, are huge. This time of year, the weather's been warm, but it's going to change real fast. And to be able to have that for folks that are coming in, finding themselves homeless, these are the basic needs. That people need. So you think of old coats. Yeah, I got several, but you know what? Giving to somebody that has nothing, that's huge.
So, Cheryl, is there going to be a drop-off point for the coats?
Yes. So for the coats, the drop-off point would be Batera Subaru of Hartford at 111 Weston Street. Mm-hmm. And that's all hours of our operation.
Okay.
You just come in.
So can they drop coats?
They can drop coats. They can drop sweaters, sweatshirts. We're not limiting it to just coats because, a lot of the less fortunate that are on the street, they like to layer up.
Right.
So we have no problem accepting all those articles.
And this collection starts when?
It has been ongoing since the beginning of September.
Oh, okay.
And is going to continue to the end of October. Mm-hmm. But nothing says that we won't take coats after that.
Right, right. Brian.
Yeah, thank you, Cheryl and Batera for all that you're doing for us. On any given night, we serve up to 153 people, men, women, and kids. So any coats of any kind are great. Less than half of our folks are actually from Hartford, and since we started in 1984, the shelter actually opened up.
Yep.
We've served over 60,000 people.
Wow. 60,000.
Yeah, and right now we have a family, mom and dad, and three kids that are up from the hurricane from Florida. They lost everything, living in the car. We have another couple folks in the shelter from that. And, knowing the population in Hartford being, half Puerto Rican or about that, and first generation or just from the island, we expect a real influx of folks coming up from Puerto Rico, too. They're going to find themselves homeless, at some point. So we're getting ready for that. So, and they're going to need some winter coats.
Right. And if you don't mind me interjecting, is with the fact that you look at it, there's probably between 35 to 4,500 people that are out there that are homeless. And, you know, we drive through the city of Hartford. We don't realize the impact of those numbers because we might see one or two here. So we don't have that ability. But knowing and speaking with Brian, we understand that that is a huge number and that we would like to end that one person at a time. You know, take and try to get them off the streets.
Now, where, for example, folks listening now, they take coats. You'll take coats, sweaters, anything like that.
Absolutely, hats, gloves, socks. You know, all that sort of stuff. Even boots. You know, we'll take all that. We have a building next to us, 53 Main Street, that Harvard Hospital owns, but we're able to use it as storage. So we have a whole clothing room in there too. So as folks come in, whatever they need, if we have it, we give it right away. And that's also for furniture too. So folks that are moving out of the shelter, as so many do within a few months, you know, they're spending 89% of their income on housing, and you know, donated furniture that goes a long ways too. So you know, all of the above really really does help.
So Cheryl, take us through the process logistically. People show up at Batera Subaru. Where is it again in Hartford?
It's 111 Weston Street.
111 Weston Street. Now, do they go through the front door? Where do they go to drop this off?
If they have a large abundance of coats that they need to donate, they need to just pull up, come to the front door, ask for, you know, let them know that they have a numerous amount of coats or even one. If they have a numerous amount of coats, all they have to ask, we'll send some salesmen out, help them out, or they just bring them in, and we have a Subaru that we in Outback that we are filling up, and as we get it full, we call Brian and he's graciously comes over, or we send our runner over to
that's fabulous
off.
That yeah, really is
absolutely. You know Brad, it really is about, you know, the community helping out. I mean, we have a tremendous loss of government funding now that we've lost money from HUD for our transitional program. We lost $200,000 from the state for our Plumpton House program, which is houses 35 chronically homeless men and women. So relying more and more on the community to support places like South Park Inn, these small nonprofits that, you know, continue to do an awful lot of work with the homeless and sheltering folks.
And when we started, okay, I'll never forget it. When we started, it was all that. We went out and collected for food, everything.
That's right.
And it worked.
That's right.
People were motivated. They came in. I remember night after night they were there.
That's right. You know, even now, since 1995, we've ended welfare as we know it. So single folks that are not disabled, there's no assistance for them. So and then families, too, are 24 months and out in state assistance. So a lot of times our families come with zero income. So all this, you know the meals, the clothing, the help, the groups that are coming in, it's all essential to get people back on their feet, you know, to improve their quality of life.
And then they're gone.
A lot of them come back as volunteers. We've got third shift supervisor. She was there for over a year with her two daughters.
This is, I think I met her.
Yes, you did.
I met her. That's right, Lorraine. She had two girls.
Right. And one was diagnosed with autism when she was in the shelter.
Yep.
But people are resilient. You know, you give them love, you give them the support. They get through things. We all do. You know, they get through famine, they get through war, they can get through homelessness.
Let's take a little pause here, and I'm going to talk about a couple of good friends, Tom and Steve. Yes, Lenses Only. Boy, I'll tell you, speaking of starting a business and growing and growing and growing. Now, let me just tell you, if you haven't heard about Lenses Only, the opticals, changing ways that people buy glasses. What are we talking about? Well, you get digital quality lenses installed in your existing frames for half the cost of the big retail stores. And I know many of you, because I've seen you at Lenses Only, some of you have frames that you've had for 5 years, 10 years, beautiful frames, and all you need are the lenses. Now, some of these big companies, you got to buy everything. And this is what Tom and Steve were thinking about, and that's how they started their business. And that's why it's successful. And if you need new frames, hey, they have the best selection and price of designer frames and sunglasses. They got unbelievable sunglasses. Okay, Tom, Steve, they'll help you out. One of their convenient locations is Bloomfield, another is Hartford, and another is Meriden. And all you have to do is call them at 860-769-2020. 860-769-2020. Lenses only, where lenses are always on sale.
Brad, in just a moment, we're going to check traffic, but Brian Baker and Cheryl Pooler in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair as we talk about this big coat drive. But Cheryl, as you said, it's more than coats. It's hats, it's sweaters, it's everything, right?
Yes. We'll take whatever you're willing to bring in, we're willing to take it. Toiletry items, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant. I mean, anything that you're willing to bring to us, we will accept it because we know it's going to go to great use at South Park Inn.
You know, you also mentioned something to us off the air, Cheryl, about the Batera Group and what it's done with the Milner School in Hartford. Talk about that.
Okay. We at Batera have been very fortunate to have Hartford support us within our local dealership, and we wanted to give back. And so we partnered up with the Milner School, and we found out that the Milner School was running the perfect attendance for the children from the start of school till it was September 27th. And with that, they were able to go to the Big E. But they did not have enough money to purchase ride passes. So Batera was able to purchase 180 ride passes for the students.
Wow.
And we were able to go there in the morning and see the students, and they were elated because they had gone to the Big E the last couple years, but they were not able to have the funds to be able to go on the rides.
Oh, what a great story.
Boy, that is.
Yeah.
See, you know, we can do a lot for ourselves.
You sure
people.
Can.
Huh?
You bet.
Absolutely.
We're coming up on traffic, Brad. And then
14
we'll
minutes
more,
before the hour of 8 o'clock, 7:46, and got to check the bumper-to-bumper crowd, and let's do it. And here she is, Janelle Crispin. Janelle, how's it look at this hour?
Well, we do have some bumper-to-bumper traffic. Definitely proud on 91. Very heavy exit 40 through Washington Park into Route 291 and down to Riverside Park in the northbound side. Very heavy exit 23, Rocky Hill up to South Meadows. And a check of 84 eastbound slowdowns, exits 41 into downtown and westbound. Pockets of slow traffic from exit 61 through East Hartford into exit 42. A Route 2 westbound, that's all jammed up, exit 8 down to 5D. This report is brought to you by the Governor's Prevention Partnership and Purdue Pharma. Most people who abuse opioids don't have a prescription. Never take opioids unless prescribed by a doctor, and only take exactly as directed. Sponsored by the Governor's Prevention Partnership and Purdue Pharma. I'm Chanel Crispin, back at 8:07 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
Brian Baker is the Assistant Director of the South Park Inn in Hartford, and Cheryl Pooler is with the Batera Auto Group. Brian, right now, the thing that really disturbs me to no end, and I talk about it quite a bit with friends and when I go out to speak, are the veterans. And you know, when you see the veterans, and the South Park has taken care of veterans for so many years, what is the count generally? What do you think?
We've served over 5,000 veterans since we started.
Can you imagine 5,000 veterans have to go to a shelter?
We do a weekly drop-in center, which is unfunded. We have the American Legion there. The VA is there every week, and they see 20 to 30 vets. And they're not just homeless vets, but the vets in need. Vets want to know what they're eligible for employment, for housing, and for services. So, and there's a bus that goes from the South Green, which we're across from, and they go every day to Newington, VA campus, and then also to the West Haven VA campus.
That's fabulous.
So, and we have 10 beds set aside just for veterans, seven in our transitional program, and another some additional beds for male and female veterans. And sometimes their numbers are twice that, too. Those are just 7 VA beds, but, we also have our National Guard vets that don't get those benefits. So we are there to serve all of them. We have a very close relationship with the Vet Center, and so forth. So, you don't do this work alone, right. We had a flagpole raising about 10 years ago at the shelter, and, Joe Arasimowicz spoke at it, right? Speaker. At that time I met Randy Etzel, and I said, Randy, we have this, we have these homeless vets who would love to go to a UConn game. He said, well, call me 6 months when the season starts. I said, he's not going to remember me. And he did. And we got tickets for every game, for 10 tickets for every game for veterans for the entire UConn season. Now he left. And then when he came back, we got the tickets again.
So you're glad he's back.
You can never have enough friends, Brad.
Coming up to 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning, and some special guests from South Park, and we'll be back.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The North American Free Trade Agreement is in its 23rd year. There are growing doubts it will survive its 24th. President Trump is threatening to withdraw from the agreement if he can't get what he wants in a renegotiation.
We'll see what happens. We have a tough negotiation, and it's something that you will know in the not-too-distant future.
What Trump wants, from requiring that more auto production be made in the U.S. to shifting more government contracts to U.S. companies, will likely be unacceptable to Mexico and Canada. Hackers likely linked to the North Korean government targeted a U.S. electricity company last month, according to a security firm that says it detected and stopped the attacks. The phishing emails aimed at executives didn't threaten critical infrastructure. It's the latest example of cyber espionage targeting U.S. energy utilities, though experts say such attacks are often more about creating a psychological effect than they are a serious threat to the electricity grid. And that's Your Money Now.
7:51, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Well, I welcome back the Cowen Tax Advisory Group. What a group this is. Boy, I'll tell you, they know their business. If you're confused about what to do with your retirement funds, all I want you to do is call the trusted tax and retirement planning specialists at the Cowen Tax Advisory Group. They are just on top of it. They know what they're doing. They're good to you. They care about you. And no cost review. That's right. The Cowen Tax Advisory Group, no cost review. And all you have to do is call this number, 860-676-1100. 860-676-1100. Or online at thecowentaxgroup.com. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial, LLC.
What is in this, Flaps?
Sir, there's a lion in the break room.
Excuse me?
Sir, a lion in the break room.
If you don't get a handle on your digital media...
Where did it come from?
I think our competition sent it over.
Your competition will eat you alive. At Connoisseur Digital, our digital experts are standing by to find, track, and capture digital customers for your business. Connoisseur Digital, we're here, we're fierce, we're local, and we're ready to help. Call 888-819-2336, online at fierceleads.com.
I'm Ted Koontz from Renewal by Anderson. Before you replace the windows and patio doors in your home, listen to what one of our customers had to say.
Did a lot of research on the internet, decided that... For us, we needed something that was going to last. We wanted windows that we could put in once and forget about them. They treated my house the way I needed my house to be treated. They were very clean and very conscientious. From the very first communication, it was a highly professional organization. And my husband and I both really, really appreciated that level of service.
Save 20% on Renewal by Anderson windows and patio doors. With no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. Call to schedule a free window diagnosis. 1-800-482-9955. 1-800-482-9955. That's 1-800-482-9955. Or visit mosttrustedwindow.com.
See website for restrictions.
It's the Sled Expo, the largest selling snowmobile show in New England. And it's all at the Eastern States Exposition this weekend. See the latest 2018 snowmobiles from Yamaha, Polaris, Arctic Cat, BRP, Skidoo. And of course, you'll find plenty of used snowmobiles and power sport toys. Buy or sell. Buy a sled, register it, and get a trail pass all at the same location. Saturday, buy an all-inclusive ticket to the pizza and beer after party. The Sled Expo, sponsored by the Snowmobile Association of Massachusetts.
Visit SledExpo.com.
Weekdays at 12 noon on the Talk of Connecticut, it's the Drew Mortgage Show. If you have questions or concerns about your current mortgage or you're looking to refinance your home, call Douglas Rowan of Drew Mortgage. That's the Drew Mortgage Show. Weekdays at noon on the Talk of Connecticut.
Getting your morning started with all the information you need. The Brad and Dan Show. The Talk of Connecticut.
7:54, and we are spotlighting the South Park Inn. Boy, talk about a legend. What they have done over the years, incredible. Brian Baker is the assistant director, and also with us is Cheryl Pooler, from the Batera Auto Group, and they are deeply involved with the homeless. Now, the food. Where do you get the food?
Well, a lot of our food is donated, Brad, and we have a meal group almost every night, like I said earlier, church, synagogue, civic group. United Healthcare comes in twice a month, and they do the meal. Last night was Valley Community Baptist Church out of Avon, and they do a steak meal, which is one of our best meals a month. But we get Whole Foods three times a week.
Whole Foods?
From Bishop's Corner, from Blueback Square, and from Glastonbury. So we have volunteers that go out three times a week and get that slightly overripe produce and bring it in and all the other things too. They're really nice, expensive, organic foods, and we're able to make sure that the folks that we're serving, get a good meal.
How many are you serving generally at night?
153.
Wow!
Can you imagine, Dan?
I can't.
153.
Yeah. You know, Cheryl, I know we all feel fortunate when we get up in the morning. Talk about that.
Well, lately, as the weather has been changing, and so has in our dress code. And in the morning, this morning, I realized that it was a little cold in the house, and I had the ability to go over and flick a switch, and it generated heat. And then when I was leaving to come here, I was cold, and I had the ability to open my closet and not only grab one coat, but look that I had several. And so what I'm proposing to the people out there is that we are very blessed. We are very fortunate that we are able to do this. The less fortunate can't. So when you open that closet door and you see multiple coats, please grab one, grab two, and come donate to Batera Subaru of Hartford, 111 Weston Street.
And you drop off the coats there.
Drop off the coats.
And you deliver them to South Park.
That's correct.
And again, it's coats, it's sweaters, it's hats. Talk about that, Brian.
Absolutely. You know, when people say, what do you need? And I always tell them, whatever you need at CVS, we need that too, because we serve the entire population, men, women, and kids. And, the clothing's great, the toiletry items, hygiene items, personal care items. People come in with nothing, and, we're able to get it in for free and give it out for free. So, and we're always looking for monetary donations at www.southparkin.org. So please reach out to us at any point, and we'll be more than grateful and happy to take your donations.
Boy, that church has served a great purpose in every way.
Absolutely, Brad. And, and we take good care of it. We consider it the stewards of the property. We've done the steeple over, and the doors over, and the windows over. And, someday, hopefully, we'll end homelessness. And, we'll have this historic property across from the South Green, which was on the maps of Hartford when they drew Hartford in 1633.
Wow.
So we're part of the history of Hartford. We're proud of where we're at. And when people come to donate items that live in Hartford, they thought a lot of them thought we were a church their entire lives. And, we've served so many people.
Well, you are, in a way.
Yes. Yes, we
absolutely.
Are. Absolutely. Doing God's work.
Yes, how many beds do you have?
We have 85 in the shelter, 40 for women and kids and for single women, 45 for men. The transitional program has got 33 cubicles, and some of those beds are set aside for veterans. And then Plimpton House has got 35 individuals, men and women, chronically homeless folks that really, really need that congregate setting and do well. And a lot of them have been there for 20 years or more.
Wow. And Dan, I remember when we did a great big fundraiser at the old Hilton Hotel with Willie Pep.
Wow.
And all these top fighters, they came in for free. And we raised thousands of dollars, and there's the Willie Pep Room.
Wow.
At the South Park Inn.
I'm getting goosebumps. That's wild.
Willie Pep Room.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, Cheryl, one more time, recap what people can do by dropping off these items to Batera Subaru.
Yep, so please collect any items that Brian Baker just mentioned, and come to see us at Batera Subaru of Hartford, 111 Weston Street. If you have multiple items and you can't carry them in, please come through our front door. Talk to our receptionist. We'll be more than happy to send our salesman out and to help you unload your vehicle.
Brian, wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Cheryl, for all you do for us. This day and age, we really do want to emphasize that we need to continue with our state funding and call out our legislators, that we need. Not only South Park Inn needs to help, but the other nonprofits do too in our community.
The South Park Inn. Stop in and see it, my friends. If you're ever by that area, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. We will be back.